Okay, and I think we
Hello.
are live.
Sort of, yes.
Yes, we are live. Hello.
Hello, you.
Should we start a séance? Can you hear me? Are you there? Is everything okay?
Oh, I feel a ghost.
If you can hear me, give me a sign. That's good. Okay, that's very interesting.
That's probably the most intelligent thing I've said all morning. Okay, so
Okay,
why are we
so
here? Why are
I
we here?
will, yes, okay. Why are we here? We are waiting for everyone else to join us. Okay, no, but in all seriousness, we are going to talk about growth and small failures attached to mindset.
Okay.
But we are going to focus a little bit more on the success side of things. So defining success for yourself and not by others' standards.
Okay, that's going to be interesting given this morning's chaotic start.
Yes. So for anybody who's listening, do not compare us with anyone else. We have our own standards. And apparently, during lunchtime, we let go of the standards.
No, that's not the way we put them. We redefine the standards
Oh, we
upwards
yeah, okay, yes.
because we're, I think we're rapidly moving into a league of our own. I mean, I don't think anybody can
Yes.
quite do what you and I are doing.
Contain the chaos.
Contain the chaos.
Yes.
Okay. So,
Okay.
Bruce has rejoined. Oh, Rosie.
Yeah,
Let's see.
Rosie
See.
also?
Rosie's now joining us. Okay.
Yes.
We're not going to redo the introduction.
No, I'll just do a short part.
Okay.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Morning. Hello. Morning.
Morning.
How are you doing? Are you good? Are you tired?
Yeah, tired. Would that be good? I'd be good.
Okay.
We are everybody at my job are waiting for December.
That's
Last
around
month.
the
Not really, but oh my God, we are on September. December is going on.
So I'm going to put a December countdown thingy on the pineapple. Jeez. So when do you actually start your holidays in December?
How?
No, not how, when?
When?
I don't want
I
to know the
think
how.
I sorry, I think we will be in 2021st. I think so. I'm not sure. I think 21st.
That is the Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday I was in my, how can I say this in English? In my school, because I take care of five schools, and I was in my school that has more problems or more difficulties to help. And when I got there, the coordinator and the teachers were doing a or doing also was in a dynamic with balloon, you know,
No.
and the coordinator choose or take a lot of words and put a can inside the balloon, and outside the balloon she put a lot of words, and each teacher needs to choose one balloon and explain why choose this balloon with the words tired, exhausted, pressed, a lot of words, but there are only bad words. Oh my God. But I think it was good because the teachers could choose the balloon, take the word, the balloon with the word, and explain why they choose this word and read, and then you need to, how can I say, estourar the
pop the balloon.
To pop
yeah,
the balloon,
with the
yeah.
feet. With the feet, and take the paper, and this paper, this part I thought good, and in this in the paper had a sentence, a good sentence. Oh, don't be stressed or tired because I and all teachers, Jose, I'm tired. Jose, yo, me too. But this dynamic, I think it was good because until the manager took a balloon with the word not disappointed, this animal, and explained, and he told, every day when I wake up, I know, oh my God, I don't want to go, but I need to go. And Alan, his name is Alan. And yeah, when we, and I need to take a balloon too. Jose, you need to do this too. And really? Yeah. Yes. Mm. But we are working to, we are working in pro of the students. I don't know.
In front of the students.
Yeah, the students, the goal is the students, right? So we are working because the students, because the students need to learn and have bad behavior and sorry.
Life,
I said to talk.
life in Brazilian schools. Okay. So we
sorry because I started
No, it's part of the ritual. You come 10 minutes late and then you talk for 10 minutes because we have to hear the message from Rosie and then
yes.
We're done. I mean, it's part
sorry,
of
the... sorry. So sorry, Frank. So Bruce, hello Bruce. Sorry.
Yes. Sorry. Bruce is here too.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So that story is also quite fitting to what we are going to talk about today, success. So what Rosie mentioned was each teacher had to choose a balloon, but there was like a negative word written on the balloon, like tired or anxiety, depressed, unhappy or whatever. And then a nice message on the inside. But if we look at success, we set our own standards. And not living by others' expectations. And our growth comes from learning through the small failures and shaping a path that feels right for us. So it also comes back to mindset. If you tell yourself, I'm tired, you are going to start feeling more tired. If you tell yourself, I'm unhappy, or I am not in the mood today, or I'm angry, the more you say it to yourself, you are going to start feeling that way. But if we can change a mindset to say that I'm not tired, I am going to do this, it converts us into a successful path in a way. So I have the first question. When you think of success, what is the first picture in your mind?
To me? The question.
Yes, Rosie, you can answer.
Mm-hmm. And success, you said, right?
A success, yes. Your mm-hmm. own success. What does your success picture look like?
The picture, it looks like first of all, the picture is, oh my God, I don't get to do this, But then I thought, like you said, I can't do the I can't have these feelings in my mind because if I'm thinking all the time in bad situation, in unsuccess, this will come to me, right? So I need to try think in bad in good situations, in how can I do what can I do to tend this situation, right? And if I choose something and I don't get success on the first time, I need try again. Yesterday I told this to my student, to my teachers, and we can't think in our mind, I'm tired. No. What can you do that get you well, that you get you happy? Try something. Oh, I like go to the park with my son, with my husband, with my take some minutes to do this, and maybe this action can help you. So I think this too. I don't know if I understand, if I answered the question.
So, do you think success is to have some free time, to be able to go for a walk or to go out or do
Yeah,
something that
not.
you enjoy?
Yeah, success. It's not only free time, but yeah, free time. And when you have a project, not only about your personal life, but about your job, about what you do every day. Because our life is life, is family, job, friends, free time, take care your mind, take care your body, and all the time, always we will have to do we are not happy every day, every time. Sometimes not unhappy, but oh my God, I have this to resolve. I have this to thinking about what can I do to get better. And I think it's a lot of things in the in a combo. It's not only one thing because we are unique. But you have a lot of papers. You have a lot of papers, like mom, like in my case, sister, a teacher, a friend, godmother. So how can I? What is success for me in these papers? You know.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Bruce, what do you think? What does your picture of success look like? Just unmute yourself. Sorry, I muted you earlier. There we go.
Okay. It's a very big and important question, and it causes a lot of trouble in society at the moment. I've got to the stage where I think you get resigned to a lot of things, limitations and anything, everything. But I think a couple of things. One is doing something useful and learning something new. I mean, even getting this system to work, and I really don't understand why it doesn't work on the other computer in the other room, which I had hoped it would. I think that strangely and probably problematically, success for a lot of people, including me, is getting a feeling of being appreciated. Now, I have put down in a couple of pages, which I think people should when they get to a more mature phase of their life, a couple of pages of what have I learned from the experience of life, which is a very, doing that is a very positive, actually doing it. But then realizing that nobody takes any notice of it is not a very positive reaction.
Yes. My mantra.
And I mean, I think all of us in a naive sort of way want to try to make the world a better place. And then when we go outside and look at the state of the world, it doesn't seem to want to be a better place. Mind you, if you stay at home and don't make sure you watch the right nature programs and not the news, you can get more positive signs of success. But
do you follow the news, Bruce?
A little bit. Little bit. But I should... I shouldn't really, but I've been addicted to that ever since I was young, very young. In a way, a lot of my work has been related to bigger issues. So you feel you've got to follow it a bit. But
yeah.
It's getting more and more to the point that I don't know. I don't have any enthusiasm. You lose energy, of course, as you get older, which is
maybe paradox. Maybe you can help me answer the question that's bugging me for a couple of days. I subscribe to the New York Times, and the subscription is up for renewal next month, and I don't know whether I should or should not. It's a brilliant price. I mean, it was a special promotion. It's a brilliant price. It's just so depressing. So I don't know. Yeah.
I'm more interested in watching the nature programs.
Yes, me too. But I tell you also, and of course we've come across this before, I still play around with AI. If you do that, you can play around with big issues and small ones. And a couple of ones I've played around with recently is, one is how AI can help us do consensus engineering.
Oh.
Develop consensus. And it's incredibly useful if only people took some notice of it.
Yes.
That's music. So first, sorry, sort of to digress here briefly, but the email you sent me this morning about this woman sort of stepping out of things for a year. Very interesting. And this consensus engineering, that's something we should talk about. That is
sure.
Very
but
good.
The other one, which are very, very interesting, strange practical thing, is I asked it who invented the wheel. Right? Now, it came up with a very interesting development of the wheel. It's also related generally. I'm not all that interested in information I can't do anything with, unless it's entertainment, and probably I don't spend enough time with that. But do you know how the wheel was invented?
It's a question I have never asked myself, to be honest.
I have a picture in my head, but I think it's only because of a children's book or something. In the Stone Age, they took a rock and they carved a wheel out of it.
No,
That's the
it's
picture I
interesting.
have.
Apparently, the wheel was invented to help them make pottery. It was a potter's wheel, and it took several hundred years before it was adapted to be used for transport.
That's interesting.
That's a very interesting bit of useless information.
Yes.
Trivial Pursuit number four.
Anyway,
Would you define that as a success?
it worked and it illuminated me and it answered my question. Of course, I can then ask all sorts of other more go on about that, but it's sort of if the exercise was successful in the original expectation, then it actually generated something new, which was a bonus.
That's no, that's
But it also identified, and it didn't explain, but you can go into it. Interesting in as to why it was never part of the culture of development in the Americas. As
I
far as
think
I know, the Inca civilization in the East never
yeah,
had the wheel.
they had chocolate. I think
Well, the chocolate wheels would be an interesting
that'd
development.
be an interesting development, wouldn't it? Yeah. Now, I was thinking, I mean, the very nature of the question, who invented the wheel? I mean, we always talk about reinventing the wheel, but and we see wheels around us every single day. And what the curiosity of this for me is that we look at it, but we don't actually question its origin.
And of course, the computer, the ChatGPT, then said, "We don't know who it was, but we can tell you where and how it was originated."
Yes.
Probably Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah.
I think that would be,
Yeah.
it was a big cheese, yeah.
Yes. So.
At the risk of going on a bit too much, but I just listened to, because I like audiobooks, Dan Brown's latest book, The Secret of Secrets,
Okay.
which I thought was sort of interesting. I mean, science fiction and but I asked various AI what they thought of it. And one of the AIs that I use, which I don't know whether you use, is DeepSeek. Now, DeepSeek refused to recognize that the book existed. First of all, it sent me to another book of Dan Brown's, which is also quite interesting, Origins. Then I said, no, it's a real book. And then DeepSeek said, no, it's a fake. And it's not on his website. So I copied in his website link, which showed the book. No, it's a fake. It doesn't exist. And it refused to tell me to recognize, despite giving it all sorts of evidence that it exists. But what it also refused to do, it just, in my view, apart from the link with its website, which is up to date, it could easily have said, we haven't got any information before June 2025, and the book might well have come out after that. But it didn't. It persisted in telling me it was a fake.
Probably the Chinese put a wrap around that one for some reason. I mean, is it offensive to anybody based in the People's Republic of China? The secret of secrets?
I don't know.
Hmm.
There's another book. You've probably come across another book called Wild Swans.
No.
It came out 25 years ago. It's a very classical book about a Chinese woman writing
Okay.
about coming up in China,
Okay.
being brought up in China, and she's just revisited it. Flying wild swans.
Okay.
So I thought that, and it's a very sort of critical book of life.
Okay. And DeepSeek
And
doesn't like.
they seem to DeepSeek reviewed that okay.
Oh, okay.
But just a tip, if you ever use DeepSeek on sensitive issues, sometimes it will tell you it can't, it's a bit problematic and it's too busy and something. Sometimes it will go through the review or the article and get to the end and the article will suddenly disappear.
Oh. Okay.
Now, if there's any risk of doing that, as you get the article coming onto the screen, highlight it. And as soon as it gets to the end, absolutely quickly copy it onto your highlighting. And then you can paste it somewhere else. And then you might well find that article disappears, but you've got a copy of it. And at the moment, they haven't caught on to that gray area.
You're too quick for them.
So that was a success.
That was a success, yeah.
Yes.
Beating the
Sorry to be
Chinese,
so long-winded.
beating the Chinese census.
Well, I hope it's useful.
It is. That in itself was a success. I've got two books for my reading list. I'm still waiting for a movie recommendation from South Africa. And we now know that Mr. Wheeler invented the wheel. So, welcome to Breeder. Where you learn things.
Yes. And it also reminds me of a question that I read on Facebook some time ago. And the question was, is there or are there more wheels or more doors on Earth?
Well, have you tried putting that one into ChatGPT?
I did. It couldn't
And what
give me
happened?
a clear answer.
Well, first of all, it spent 2 pages trying to define a door and a wheel,
Exactly.
which
What
is
do you guys
sensible.
spend your time with?
Useless information.
God, how do you, where do you find the time? You two are successful.
General knowledge.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that I had to know how many, if there were more wheels or doors on this planet. Okay.
I'll tell you just very quickly another bit of useless information that might be of interest to you, which came up. Do you know what the longest professional tennis match was?
Silence.
I knew it, but I can't remember the answer now.
Not a successful answer.
Well, of course, you can put that in ChatGPT and it'll tell you.
Yeah.
But apparently, it was for about 11 hours at Wimbledon,
Yes.
about 10 years ago.
So let me provoke you here. How is this going to enrich my life? This piece of useless information. So
Well,
this is a
I
conversation.
have an
No, the
answer. I have an answer for
I'll
that.
tell you, if you go to a pub quiz
Yes.
or Trivial Pursuit, you now know the
Yes.
answer.
Okay, thank
Yes.
you.
So we have a competition on our radio station every morning. So after I dropped my son off at school and I drive home, they have this competition. So they ask 10 questions and then you can win money. So I do this quiz every morning. I in the car, I don't phone them and I don't enter the competition because sometimes I don't even know all the answers. But sometimes I
Shame on
don't
you.
do too bad.
Okay.
So
I suppose, can you measure success by the amount of triviality one knows? I mean.
well, perhaps there's another book in this, Cultivating the Art of Useless Information.
Are you writing that one, or shall I get ChatGPT to
Yeah,
write it for
get
us?
them to do it.
You know, I'm going to do this. I'm having a pretty procrastinating day today, cultivating the art of useless information.
Please forward it to me.
It'll spend two pages trying to define what it means by useless information,
Because you've done this already, have
which
you?
is quite useful. Paradoxically. No, I
Well,
haven't done it. I just know how it works.
Okay. Would you
Well,
like it?
if we
To
manage to
try
get a
that
book
on
out of it.
DeepSeek.
Shall we have this in pineapple tone or in another tone? Because we can give you a range of styles. That's what my chaos tamer can now do. Yeah. Okay.
Lady
Cultivating.
Whistledown,
First of
you
all, we can
cannot
do.
use this information in public areas.
Yeah. What, Lady Whistledown? Yeah. Okay. Maybe I should
Yes.
create a Lady Whistledown. Okay. All right. I've forgotten about her. Okay. Right.
Well,
Cultivating the art of
sipping away on
statues.
your tea, you can teach yourself useless information.
Teach tea. Tea teach. Okay.
Okay. I think that was a successful conversation.
Yes.
I'll tell you another diversion for that, which I would get it to do just out of fun.
I
It's fun,
know. I
useless
remember
information.
fun.
Yes.
You remember, it used to exist.
Yeah.
But you could get ChatGPT to write a poem about it, which it does usually very good, very well.
It depends what the poem is about.
Well,
I've
cultivating the art of useless information.
Oh, yes.
I mean, a lot of
Because
people might argue that poetry is full of useless information, but it isn't. It's supposedly full of wisdom.
Yes. Okay. I've asked ChatGPT to write a poem, and I've asked it to tell me a joke. The joke wasn't so great. The poem
No.
wasn't great either, but then I asked it to roast my husband on the couch, and that was good.
To do what with your husband on the
To
couch?
roast my husband. So,
Roast him.
yes. Why he was being lazy and lying on the
Well, he was
That
trying to think of useless information.
was probably.
Anyway, I'll shut up now.
That was a successful diversion, Bruce. I'm
Yes,
very
yes.
proud of you.
Thank you. I like to be appreciated. That defines success, being
Yes.
appreciated.
So while we're speaking, I've got ChatGPT already working on
Working on
this. Yes,
it.
yes. The prompt was quite easy. Writer wise, we should actually compare notes. If your ChatGPT does the same as my ChatGPT as Janita's ChatGPT, so the prompt is writer wise essay on the art of useless information, and we're
A
sort of
thousand words you want to put in,
no,
try to
no.
restrict it to make it.
But my ChatGPT is slightly more intelligent. Would you like me to polish this into pineapple tone version? Quirky, playful, designed to grab attention, or keep it in the wise,
Wow.
reflective essay style.
Wow.
Yeah, well, my ChatGPT is fully trained. I've been very successful in telling my ChatGPT listens to me now, not the other way around. Yeah.
That's very
Very
good.
successful in manipulating that, yeah.
Is that your picture of success, or do you have another picture?
Well, actually, yes, I do have another picture of success, but it's totally off piece and
Off
off the
topic.
planet and totally different. So I actually don't know. I'm being stared at by my cat. I don't actually know whether I should talk about it, but in a way, well, I'm going to. It's a free town. So about 20 years ago, my parents were on holiday in the south of France in near a place called Toulon.
Yeah.
And I drove down for the weekend from where I was living in Germany. And I think on the Saturday morning, we went to a hotel with a view of the Mediterranean. We sat outside on a terrace. It was, good, stuff that I live for, good food and so on and so forth. And it was by a swimming pool. There was a man sitting on a sun lounger, and he was working on his laptop. And I thought, wow, there's the man, he's living the dream. Yeah, the man is working on his laptop, sitting by the pool in the south of France, in the beautiful sunshine. And this was an image that has stuck with me. And to a certain degree, and that was, so maybe you could try and do that. And to a certain degree, I have managed to do this, except the weather isn't so warm and sunny in this part of France as it is in the south. But the freedom that this picture conveyed to me is one that I have managed to embody. And I have the freedom to work where I want, how I want, when I want, from where I want. And I don't even consider what I do as work. So I think I have reached the, you know, the mount, the peak of success. It's only going to go downhill from here, you know.
Well, just to follow on from that, Frank, in the 1980s, which is a lot further ago than that, before they'd invented laptops, I think, I remember there were books written then on teleworking.
Yes.
And it so happened that my PhD was on the future of offices and office work and the implications for strategy. And that was in the early 1990s.
Which reminds me, sorry to digress so unsuccessfully at this moment. Did you ever meet Charles B. Handy?
Of course.
Because there was his book, his, you know, his benchmarking book, sort of popped up somewhere in conversation or somewhere. And I thought, you two must have crossed paths.
Oh, yes. I won't say he was. I've heard him lecture, and he died earlier this year.
Yeah.
And his books are fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Empty Raincoat.
Yeah.
And he's a classic example of so insightful, so sympathetic, and by and large, can you really say that the world's got to become a better place in general? I mean, it might have been in terms of particular individuals, but when we still have the absolute horror stories going on at the moment,
yeah,
it's
yeah. Well, that's a whole other issue. Yeah, I'm a bit aware that Yanita is not very successful in landing her questions to us because we keep interrupting and directing.
That's
so
okay.
I would like to hand back the
reins,
the laurel wreath to her, because I know that in 15 minutes or so she has to dash out. So can we have another question?
Yes, of course. So. My next question, if every mistake turned into glitter, how sparkly would you be? Glitter. Rosie, do you know what is glitter?
Sparkle, sparkle.
Sparkles.
Yeah. Yeah, Anita always has a handful by her.
There's glitter. So, Rosie, if every mistake turned into glitter.
Uh-huh.
How sparkly would you be? How shiny would you be?
I need to think about. Deixa eu ver. Let me see.
Do you need some time to think, and then I can come back to you?
Okay.
Bruce? What about you? If every mistake turned into glitter, how sparkly would you be?
It's difficult to answer. I don't know the answer to that.
You're modest.
And I think the interesting issue is how far. Actually, quite often we don't reflect on our mistakes at the time. It's just later that we reflect on them. And It's a question for ChatGPT to ask us. What is a mistake?
Just listen to our, I don't know if I sent it to you, but Ismar and I in Brazil, we were talking about mistakes on Monday. I actually do not know if we knew what we were talking about. That might have been the biggest mistake. But I'll send the link to you because we kind of lost it somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was heavy going. That was heavy going. Yeah.
Yes. But
just trying to think in my head. Glitter puts a G in front of litter. And it, literally speaking, it's comes. I'm guessing, but I would think it. The G stands for gold, and it's results from the littering of gold.
Okay.
Which might be a nice thing, actually.
Wouldn't do the gold price any good.
No.
No, I mean, that's a classical item of essential uselessness.
Mm.
Crazy.
Okay. Litter is gold. There you go. Never knew that.
I'm guessing.
So for every mistake, how covered in gold would you be?
And would you want it?
Oh my god.
I would say would I want it? Of course I would, because yes. You know, with what you have done and achieved in your academic life, these mistakes are worth their weight in gold, if I may be so bold as to say so. Yeah. So yes. If you want to give them away, we'll gladly take them, Bruce. Yeah. Don't know if I can pay you the price of gold, but you know, we can negotiate this.
It's only worth something if you can convert it into something more useful.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Information is actually totally useless.
Gold earrings and...
You know, information is totally useless until you can make it useful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why should we have all the information? Yeah. There's another ChatGPT question, yeah?
I think we should change the topic. What can we ask ChatGPT?
Discuss the difference between information and knowledge, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I'll ask ChatGPT as well. Luckily, we're making a recording of this because my brain is beginning to sort of overflow. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rosie, do you have an answer yet? If every mistake turned into glitter, how sparkly would you be?
I don't know. Maybe in a box? I don't know. Inside the box? And...
No, you. How covered would you be in glitter for every mistake? You did something wrong.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know if I really understand the question, but...
Okay. Rosie, you're perfect. You never make any mistakes, yeah? So there's no glitter. You don't sparkle because you were... Well, this is actually horrible. You don't make any mistakes, yeah, Rosie? You are
no,
perfect.
Yes, I make.
No, yes.
Yes, I make some mistakes.
So do you make a lot of mistakes or do you only make one or two mistakes a year?
No, I make some mistakes sometimes.
Some mistakes, but not many, sometimes. Okay, so for every mistake, if you have something that sparkles on you, like diamonds or gold or... rubies or something like that, would you have a lot of these diamonds, gold, and rubies, or would you have not so many?
I have many.
Many? Oh, you're a rich woman. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my
Right.
God.
Okay.
Frank, what
I
about
just
you?
well, yeah. Well, I'm going to make a mistake now by attempting to sing to get another little bit of a sparkle on me. You know, blinded by the light. I don't know the rest of the words, but Manfred Mann's Earth Band. So, in answer to your question, very quick answer, then I want to hear it from you. Much more interesting. I've made so many mistakes in my life that you would all be blinded by my light. Yeah, sort of tying in with the discussion last night about the fear of being born. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. So,
Okay.
you know, you need dark glasses and visors and sun reflectors and all that because.
So basically, you'll be the sun on Earth.
No. That would because no, I'm, I, that would be that the sun is a warm, welcoming thing, and you know, I'm a cold. What does my wife say sometimes? No, I can't repeat it on there. Not the most pleasant of things. Speak to my wife. I think she would be the better person to give you the answer. Probably be much more honest. But I can vouch for that. She would not say that I am perfect. I'm far from it. I'm probably the most imperfect thing there is.
But she appreciates your mistakes.
I have actually never asked her that, and I don't think I will. That might be a mistake.
Just going to add to the
There you go.
glitter.
See, it happens automatically. I don't even have to do anything. It just sort of comes to me automatically. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Fruit Loop, come on. What's your glitter scale?
I'll
Don't.
be as covered as this unicorn. The top to the
Well,
bottom.
there's actually a lot of wisdom that you say because unicorns technically do not exist, so your mistakes do not exist.
Oh no, they do. There's a lot of them. The
I've
mistakes
just.
are there. They won't go away. So, getting back to Bruce's question, what is a mistake? I think there's small mistakes, there's big mistakes, like a typo. You make a typing error when you type a message. For me, that's a small mistake. Forgetting your son at school, that's a big mistake,
Maybe
which
a
I
bit.
never did. No,
I was going
no,
to
no, it never
say.
happened. But I see that as a big mistake, so I make sure it does not happen.
Well, that might
But
be a
Bruce,
deliberate mistake.
no,
Not
never.
from you. Not from you.
There are people who
From other
say,
parents, maybe.
sorry.
Some people will say that you don't have mistakes, you just have learning opportunities.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very
That's
interesting.
very
Insightful.
that's very mindful, insightful, that's very PC, that's very young generational.
Why
I'm beginning to rebel against it, you know.
not? Just as well, we're getting to the end.
Yeah, I sort of get the old revolutionary in me, you know, the Molotov cocktail person coming out and
Oh, you can't say that.
who says it's a free
Well,
country?
the you've got to be careful the internet doesn't pick it up and get it reported somewhere.
If anybody's listening to what I say, don't worry, it's all rubbish. It's a mistake. Yeah.
More glitter.
More glitter. You see, it just it's I don't have to do I don't even have to try. It just sort of
I will also be covered, definitely.
but you
There's no
know,
doubt about it.
are we fishing for compliments here? Because I can't
No. I don't need a compliment because that's going to be complimenting my mistakes, and I'm trying to make less mistakes. I'm not perfect.
Who says?
exactly.
Good.
I'm not.
Well, that's
I
not
think
what
your
we.
modesty
No,
is a
nobody's
mistake.
perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Well, that's what. But that's not what we think of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one last quick question.
We're
Change the subject.
blushing.
Successfully
We're beginning.
changed the
We're beginning
subject.
to blush here. I wonder if we, do you think we can successfully make her unsuccessful in changing the subject, Bruce?
No. If success was a drink, what would it taste like?
Oh, that's a good one. That's...
Yeah.
Well, it's easy coming from Brazil, Caipirinha.
Yes. I love this drink. It's but here in Guarulhos, here in São Paulo, I didn't find yet. I tried in Maringá when I went to Nicole's house. It's a bottle, and this the favorite, no, the favorite, it's delicious, and it looks like not champagne, but delicious. It's
Well,
sparkling.
that helps us a lot. That's really helpful. That was a very successful description of a drink.
Yes, it's
Yes,
delicious, it's sparkling success.
yes, and it's very softy. It's not strong. It isn't a strong drink. It's a soft drink.
Is it alcoholic?
Sparkling. Yeah. Sorry?
Is it alcoholic?
Yeah, but it has only, I don't remember if it's 3 or 4%.
Pineapple juice.
Yes, I will send you a picture, okay? From and I looked for here in Guarulhos, but I didn't find yet. But this is
Okay. Well,
the
that's your weekend activity. Go find this drink in your neighborhood. Okay.
Yes.
And then email it across to us so that we can try it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce, if success was a drink, what would it taste like for you?
Well, very quickly, because we're running into the 11:30. I think the secret is to put the label success on every drink you drink.
Okay.
You have
And then you
successfully
can.
drunk this success drink, yes?
Yes, it's a good brand name.
Yes. A lot of people, I think a lot of people will buy it. Doesn't matter what it is because they want the success.
Yes. Has anybody read The Physician by Noah Gordon? The potions that they sold in the Middle Ages that were covered with success? There you go.
But I'm going to have to go. We've got to 11:30, so I don't want to put anybody under any pressure, but I've got to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
It's a
you.
pleasure.
Have a good
For a
day.
successful hour.
Successful conversation.
Yeah.
Our
Okay, see
pleasure.
you
All
again
right. Thank you.
soon. See you next time.
See you
Bye-bye.
soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Frank, if success was a drink, what would yours taste like?
Well, as you know, I do like my wine.
Yes.
And it was actually a bit of an underwhelming experience. So there is a French vigneron in Bordeaux, and they make the most possibly one of the most expensive red wines on the market called Chateau Petrus.
Yes.
And a bottle goes for about anywhere between 2 to 3,000 euros. And I had a friend in Belgium who ran his own hotel, and I used to spend New Year's Eve there a couple of years. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, we were all slightly tipsy, putting it mildly, and he
Yes.
went down to the cellar to get a bottle of this Chateau Petrus. And the group of us that were there said, "Jacques, don't do this. We cannot taste it because we've had so much to drink that evening."
Yes.
He did anyway, and it was a complete anticlimax, yeah, because it tasted like any other ordinary Bordeaux.
Yes.
So maybe I still would perhaps move to the white wine, the Château Yquem, which I drank once in England for the first time, not knowing what I was drinking. I tasted it and I said, "Oh, that's rather nice." And then years later, I went to a wine store to, you know, the label crossed again. It didn't have success written on it, but it had the price tag written. It was like 600 euros. I thought, oops. It's a lot of money for a bottle of wine. So success would be a good bottle of wine, but not the most expensive, the cheapest there is.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And for you?
I think mine would be coffee. My first cup of coffee every morning when there's peace and quiet.
Mm.
I think that would be my thing.
And Henita, do you take coffee with or without sugar?
Without sugar now.
Okay.
I used to with sugar, but now without it.
Yeah, it's so difficult to take coffee without sugar. Everybody says, oh, you need to feel the flavor of the coffee.
Exactly.
When you put sugar.
Exactly.
When you put sugar, you don't feel the flavor of the coffee. Sometimes I tried for not 1 week, but I took coffee without sugar. And when I took with sugar, oh my God, it's very different.
Yes.
Because you feel this flavor, right? The taste.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So maybe it's success to drink it without sugar.
Without sugar.
Yes. Okay. So success is personal. It's not universal. Success looks different for everyone. We do have failures, we do make mistakes, but that is part of our journey. It's not the end. And we all set our own standards as to what success looks like and what we want to accomplish and achieve in life. So Frank, you have the last word.
I was just thinking, what should we put on a tombstone? He died successfully.
Oh, wow. Yes. That here lies success.
There was no. Yeah, this was a successful death. Rest in peace.
Wow. That's morbid.
Okay, that was my last word.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Rosie, thank you very much for joining us today. Frank,
yes.
Very much. Oh, thank you very much for joining us as well.
Pleasure. I will successfully look forward to the next one.
Yes, yes, me too. Okay. So I wish you both a successful day, a happy day, and then we'll see each other next time.
Okay.
Yes, thanks so much.
Take care.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.